It's 8:15 on Saturday the 28th. A few days, in fact, only, what is it, about 3 days ago, on the 25th, the president signed, an American president, of course, the American president, Donald Trump, signed an executive order which would direct federal funds to the building of a wall along the southern border with Mexico. Now, that's a great thing to do if that's what he promised in his campaign. Some people think it's great. Clearly, some people don't think it's a brilliant idea at all. He did say at one point, I thought he was going to get the Mexicans to pay for it. How that will ever come to pass, one remains to watch with curiosity. But the directing of federal funds on an executive order has got to be based on some kind of estimate, hasn't it? Now, the estimated cost of the wall, which is nearly 2,000 miles long, varies between 10 and 20 billion. That's quite a big gap, isn't it? That's a $10 billion gap between the two quotes. So how much is it actually going to cost? It's going to be difficult because it goes through mountains and deserts and river and all of that. But who better to ask than the man who runs DIY Stockport School, Simon Bessel. Morning, Simon.
Good morning, Andy.
Nice to have you with us, and thank you for your time this early on a Saturday. I'm appreciative of it. I don't know how many quotes for walls you provide, but, I mean, if I were to come to you, I would say, look, I'm looking for a wall about 10 feet in natural stone. Okay. Don't want it to be a blot on the landscape. Somewhere in the region of 2,000 miles long, and start as soon as you can.
Well, first of all, we want it to look nice, you see. So we teach people how to do different types of styles. And I think because of the new relationship with Theresa May, we're going to have the wall built in English bond for starters.
Right, that's going to add some fairly major export costs, I would have thought, isn't it?
No, we can use bricks over there, but the thing is, we're going to need about 1.2 billion bricks.
Okay.
So that's quite a lot of bricks. I don't know if they can make that many bricks that quick, because obviously you want this wall pretty quick, and I've got a few packs in the DIY school, but that's about it, really.
Yeah, I don't know how many B&Q I've got, but, you know, or Wix or places like that. 1.2 billion. Now, you're buying by the pallet. Presumably, you get some kind of discount for bulk purchase here, will you, Simon? I'm not paying the normal pie the brick price, am I?
I think you get. Well, I work out on a bit of a discount. I reckon about £600 to £700 million for those bricks.
Okay.
Then we're going to need mortar, cement mortar.
Well, quite a lot, I would have thought. Yeah.
We actually probably won't use cement mortar, we'll use lime mortar, being where it is very hot, and it's probably easy to get hold of there. Now, this is a tricky bit. I reckon we probably need about 242 billion cubic metres of mortar.
Right.
Because we want it to be quite secure and strong and last a long, long time. So that's going to be around about 6 billion.
Quid?
Quid, okay. Not dollars. Yeah, we'll keep. That's rough. You know, it depends. We might have a lot of local sand, so we don't need a lot of moving around of the materials. But still, that's going to be a major cost.
Right. So $600 million for the bricks and $6 billion for the mortar so far.
About $6 billion. The mortar is going to be the costly one. Yeah,
right.
We're going to need a lot of mortar. And then this is the real problem is that I don't know the geography. I think you were talking about it before, but possibly a lot of it's going to be pretty sandy, and with building regulations, you're going to have to dig down quite a bit. So, you know, we could be going up to a sort of 3.8 trillion cubic metres of concrete for a wall that's going to be nearly 2,000 miles long.
Yeah,
that's the bit that's going to put the hole in his budget. It could be, you know, we could be looking at 500 million, we could be looking at a trillion. You know, it's a lot of money as you know, if you've ever had any building work done,
yeah.
You start the footings, it's only going to be 18 inches, 2 foot, 3 metres, and before you know it, you know, you're down and you've got to get another digger in because the digger won't reach the bottom of the trench.
I know. And then, of course, I mean, you've got to factor in the labour costs here somewhere at points, haven't we?
Labour, well, you know, if we've got a good few gangs working on it, then we should be getting it. So that's going to be a nice straight wall. We're going to have English bond with pillars in it. And about 1,000 bricks a day we can get these guys laying. So I'm going to probably need probably about 5,000 bricklayers to do it in a year. And again, we've got a bit of a problem. I mean, I can train them up in 4 days to build a wall, but it's going to still take me a long time to train that many bricklayers. And that's going to be, you're looking at 250 million upwards for labour costs for that.
Okay, fair enough, yeah. Well, I mean, you know, it's no good having all the materials if you haven't got some lads to put one brick on top of other, have you? So, you know, plenty of work. It wouldn't be so much Alfieda's name, Pet, would it? I mean,
no.
Well, up, Pet.
This is it. You know, he said he didn't want it as a fence. He wants it as a wall. And you know, you've got to give him some bonus points there, because putting a wall around your house is the best thing to add value to your house. So, you know, adding a bit of value to the United States and that nice border there.
Could do. Right. Okay, well, I mean, you've given me the breakdown there, and like most people do, it's all marvellous. But, you know, we've got to get to the bottom line, Simon. Come on, I'm this is it. It's like, you know, I'm standing here now. I'm looking at my wallet. You're looking at your back of your tea bag packet or whatever, writing up. Give me a bottom line figure, Simon. How much is this wall going to cost me?
I think I'm going to have to say, just to be safe, £6.5 billion.
£6.5 billion.
Yeah.
Okay. And that's there's no room for negotiation. That's your final and best offer, is it?
That's the lowest end. You know, there's a caveat there with foundations. Depending on how much we need to go, if we've got to go more than a metre, then we've got to requote foundation.
Oh, don't get me into requoting. I know what it's like. You start with a budget and suddenly it escalates. All right, Simon, thank you. There's a bricklaying course seriously going on at the DIY Stockport School if you'd like to learn how to lay some bricks this weekend.